That's fine.
Okay, I'll tell you what. 1 minute is a long time sometimes. Okay. All right, I will begin to call on people. And again, if we hear have new voices in the crowd, I'll call on them off order. Okay, Carol from Region 2.
Yes, maybe I'm wrong, but the concepts of service are for only for WSO. They're not for the whole fellowship. And the way that's worded is for the fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Denise from Texas 131.
Hi, thank you. I guess first off, when asked about the concepts, the majority of members are not familiar with them, and most have never heard of them, let alone know where to find them. And I think it's fair to say that our membership has a poor understanding of them. And for me, I think it's inappropriate for this body to be attempting to change our founding documents. And I don't think the ABC should be driving our documents and or should be interfering with our Board of Trustees' legal responsibilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. I'm going to go to Kelly, TEL0341.
Thank you. So I got when I got involved in WSO service, I started to actually look at the concepts. I've known they were there, but sort of in the background, you know, of the 12, 12 and 12. And I started to feel like they were very confusing and sort of conflicting, at least in my experience and what I was seeing in WSO service. And I was a part of the concept study group for 2 years where we went through these concepts and discussed them and had speakers that had some experience with them. And my takeaway is that they're very important for the fellowship as a whole, because we have trusted servants and the trusted servants are sort of the link between the fellowship and WSO and the board. And the concepts to me are trying to sort of like, you know, have a bridge between service and the fellowship and to keep the power and the authority and, you know, who has the right to do what, to have some sort of accountability with all that. And I feel like the concepts are trying to address that. And it is important to draw the fellowship into the concept and what they mean. And I would support this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. And I'm going to move to Pam. We had problems getting Pam online in previous discussions, and our apologies for that. Pam, please speak now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, finally.
Another miracle. Okay. Yes. All right. These the concepts of world service were, number one, it was approved in an ABC. Two, it was a rewrite from the concepts from AA. As far as this proposal goes, I'm for the clarification as it is written. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Kathleen from California 1312.
Hi. I want to say that the concepts were approved by, what, four people at a board meeting in 1996. We never had any opportunity as a fellowship to review them or discuss them. As a founding member of ACA, we wanted to change them or leave them out because they are entirely about corporate and they leave the fellowship out. We really could work better at a level of intergroups to the ABC. I do support this proposal, at least clarifying that the fellowship has primary control. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Next, Julianne from Web 0701.
Thank you. The concepts do not outline the legal responsibilities of WSO. Those are the bylaws. The concepts are how the fellowship deals with issues between groups, between intergroups, regions, and between WSO and the fellowship. The group conscience can and often does change previous decisions. and this conversation and voting process would be less stressful, more productive, encourage wider participation, and provide all the necessary information and time for informed decision making if we were using knowledge-based decision making. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. Charlie?
You know, one piece of this I could support right away, and that's the rewrite of concept two, which I think somebody in our fellowship just got wrong. It clearly does refer to the annual business conference. There's a disconnect, which I find confusing. I find the background of the proposal quite clear. Change two this way, change six that way. I'm actually comfortable with those changes. But I will say the thing about legal agents, et cetera, that's actually concept seven. There's a disconnect between the sort of broad language.
Yeah, just a quick one is, so I made motion one.
What actually is said in concept six. So there's a part of me, yeah, I think if all things considered, I support a lot of the individual directions this is going, but there's a part of me that feels something as foundational as the concepts should be in the path of actually knowledge-based decision-making, sort of a year study, something that allows time to bring in the fellowship, because these are rules that do guide very important relationships. Pass.
Thank you, Charlie. Christopher from Reed.
Thank you. The OPMM, does
one
it signify?
Time,
well, it's they're related, but right, does the OPMM, that's time already?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well,
okay.
Start over his timing.
Thank you. does the OPMM, does it, does that state that there needs to be a fellowship-wide vote on changing steps and traditions aside from concepts? Does
Charlie,
anybody know?
I'm going to call Charlie.
Yes, I can speak that as a resource. We don't. Actually, most AA and most of the other fellowships do have a much more stringent requirement on certainly changing the steps and traditions and some of the concepts. We don't have any of that. And I think that's perhaps something we should look at as an organization. But right now, there's nothing in the OPPM that gives
a different policy. I'm a member of other fellowships, and certainly the trustees would never change steps, traditions, or concepts, and not even the conference body. It's still not enough people's voices to input. So if we can change this into a proposal to initiate a fellowship-wide vote on this, I would support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Next, Buddy from Web 0644.
Hey, I'm Buddy. I'm a adult child and alcoholic, and somebody said to me, how do you hide something from an adult child? And the answer is, you put it in the big red book. A substantial majority of our fellowship has no knowledge of the service structure beyond who's chairing tonight's meeting. I came to AA 42 years ago. My AA sponsor told me to get involved in service. And he said, look at the concepts of service, because it says the minority opinion has a right to be heard. So for 42 years, I've been making my minority opinion heard that the concepts are for all of us. And when I read ACA's concepts, it was real clear to me that somebody left some words out. Concept two, it doesn't even read what is the actual voice. It is the annual business conference, just as AA has business conference. Pass. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Next, we'll go to Viviana from Web 0633.
So for me, the steps, traditions, and concepts, studying them with a sponsor has been very effective in my life as a whole. And so I think it's part of growing is actually when I was working with another human being on the concept, I began to understand it and apply it to my life. That's what this is really about, is finding growth and being of service. And at concept six, I do agree the word but to me means although, or it's like a stop. It's putting something as far as the beginning was more important than the rest of the paragraph. I'll pass.
Thank you. Next is Monique from Web 0541.
Hi, Monique here, ACA from Brooklyn. I just have a question about, let me just read it in regards to, it says, clarify the authority for the maintenance of world services. So what, I mean, for me, it's just what does this maintenance require for clarity purposes? Is that something, you know, sorry, I'm just reading the thing again. Yeah, I don't know if that's something that's with clarified within the WSO, or do we let people know what does this maintenance mean, like once a year? Like how can we better understand that? I don't know if that was clear. Like what does maintenance, active maintenance mean? What does that require? Is that something to be let known or once you get involved?
I think it's something that has to be clarified eventually, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine from Connecticut 112.
I'd like to point out that while I don't disagree that the voice of the fellowship is heard at the annual business conference, I definitely disagree that that's the only place that the voice of the fellowship is heard. For example, in the literature committee, we have fellowship review of literature. The fellowship is invited to respond to literature, and we have surveys that we put out to the fellowship. So to say that there's one place and only one place where the fellowship voice is heard, I think is a mistake. Thanks.
Thank you, Christine. Okay, we will now move to the choices that we've had previously, which is, in this case, there were four choices. We're going to do an election buddy poll. And those are, and Tamara, do you have that in a slide or not?
Sorry, I don't have that in a slide.
All right, let me see.
I thought you had it in a slide, but you can send it to me and I'll share it.
Actually, I probably had it, but I think it was tailored to the last one. I can cut, there we go.
Thank you, Trish.
No, this was from the last.
Would it be different?
You're missing one. You're missing the refer to the board option.
Okay. Here, I will post it in chat. These are the, and there's numbering, possibly numbering on here, but ignore the numbering. Okay, the options are, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. The second option is more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. The third is I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ABCA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. And the fourth option is I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. So then, as soon as you're ready for this poll, Brad, please let us know.
Okay, I'll have it up in just a second.
So based on what you've heard, you're going to make one of these choices.
And the poll is running.
Go to Election Buddy and do the poll, please.
give you 10 more seconds. And that's time. Closing it. And I'm going to show the results right now. And sharing the screen. Okay, and there they are.
Okay. What we have then is 38% in favor of option A, the crafting a motion based on the proposal as it stands, 40% in favor of crafting a motion to refer this to an in-depth study. And so those would be the top two options. We will do another poll that has those two options, as well as I do not support this proposal in any form.
We did make quorum on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot to ask you. Thank you. Okay. Tell us when you're ready, Brad.
I need like 30 seconds or so.
Okay. And if we don't get a clear winner on this one, then we'll have to go to perhaps a combined something or other, or figuring out what we're going to do with the last one.
And it's launched. About 15 more seconds. Okay, and that's it. And I'm going to share it. Oh, I'm opening the results summary. And now I'm sharing it. And here we are.
Okay. Wow. Proposal, the second option has 60%. All right. So we have a clear-cut direction here. So the second option, we will move into crafting a proposal on that. And this should be a little simpler. We won't have a proposal from the original group because this is different than their proposal. And so I will ask you to take 3 minutes to think about a proposal that you think will capture this this idea. And it doesn't have to have all of the specifics about what the study would be. Just that, just the essentials, because a lot of things can't be figured out ahead of time. Okay. We're crafting a motion at this point. Okay. All right. Let's begin this process. And if you have a motion in keeping with the second option, which was more information is needed, I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study of that that will report to a future ABC. Does anyone have a motion they would like to put? Brad, did I?
The procedures call for 3 minutes instead of one minute.
I apologize. Do we need more time?
I could use another 60 seconds.
Okay. My apologies. We'll take another 60 seconds because I think I ate up some of the time. Okay. And then we will have 10 minutes altogether, up to 10 minutes for alternate motions.
Hands are going to go down during this process.
Okay, is that time yet, Brad?
Yes, it's time.
All right. Okay, now if you have a motion to present, please raise your hand. Okay. All right, and as I call on you, you will be elevated to a co-host so that you can post your proposal in chat and you can read it.
I don't know if you saw that. I'd like to paste it on the screen this time, and then I can remove it. I'd like to post or paste it on the screen to share this time.
So instead of having them post it to everybody, have them post it.
No, do that still, but then I'll paste it and I'll share it on screen rather than everybody have to look through the chat, okay. And that'll decrease that confusion we had last time.
Thank you. Okay. All right. The first... the original motion is only up there for reference, or proposals only up there for reference. This is a motion. I'm sorry, I keep confusing terms. This is a motion to send it to for a study. So that's what these should be. Let me read that choice that everybody voted for. More information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. Okay, we will do 10 minutes, and the first person is Julianne.
Okay, all right, I got it. In chat. I move that the conference create a study group to examine methods and create a procedure for changing concepts 2 and 6 in keeping with the original wording of change concepts 2 and 6 to clearly identify the annual business conference, ABC, as seat of the actual voice and effective conscience of our fellowship. Suggested changes will clarify that authority for the maintenance of world services is delegated to the ABC by the fellowship, while trustee members of the ACA World Service WSO are empowered by the ABC to act as legal agents for the fellowship regarding the maintenance of world services. The study group will report its findings to the 2023 ABC. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Amber from WEBO 796.
Mary Jo, we want to give time for Greg.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Greg.
That's totally satisfactory.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Amber.
Thank you. I move that an in-depth study be initiated by a working group of members of ACA to explore potential changes to concepts 2 and 6 to clearly identify the annual business conference ABC as the seat of the actual voice and effective conscience of our fellowship, suggested changes, all of this is the same, here's what's different at the end. The study may explore other means of strengthening the conference, as well as other potential changes to the concepts and or other foundational materials, including the steps and traditions to better serve the Global Fellowship of ACA and its diverse membership. I'm dropping that in the chat now. I put stars around what I changed.
Thank you, Amber.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is Christopher from Region 5.
We need to hear from Greg.
Thank you. I think that what Amber just read is good. It gives a little more instruction to the group, but it's not confining to.
Thank you.
Amber, I didn't have. Thanks for putting it in. Okay.
All right, Christopher.
May I be allowed to post it to chat?
Yes, please.
Okay. Feel like everything, all of this discussion is kind of putting the cart before the horse. You can't decide on any concepts or steps or traditions without a precedent of, and I think that without a precedent of knowing how this would even work. So my suggested motion is to create an in-depth study on employing fellowship-wide ballots to change. I mean, I could add the word any of the, but the ACA steps, traditions, and or concepts.
Right.
And I think a committee would find this would be the result anyway. So, thanks.
The concern I have is that it's not capturing the specific changes that are requested or suggested. It's not really requested.
It's broader than the.
Yeah, it's much broader, and it's I guess it's clear in one sense. I'm going to accept it. It's much broader, but it's. Actually, I'm not going to accept it. It's giving a lot of specific data on how they're going to do the study. And I think that the study, if you either assign a study to a study ad hoc committee or you don't, I mean, that's what I'm concerned about, is we're really telling them how to do their business.
Actually, I think because it goes beyond the concepts, it changes it to a different type of motion.
Agreed. Okay. So I ask you to consider submitting another one.
Okay. Okay. We'll move next to Karen.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just posted my motion in the chat. I move to establish a task force reporting to the conference to rewrite the concept of ACA with the objective of establishing clearly defined relationships of delegation and accountability between the fellowship and the conference, as well as between the conference and WSO. This task force will report its findings to the 2023 ABC.
Thank you. Greg?
Yeah, this is acceptable. It meets the intent of the original proposal in a study form.
Thank you. Charlie?
Mary Jo, We yes. have an issue that the first two have reached over a limit of what election money can do in words, which was not advertised as a limit, but I've just found it as a limit. So we're going to have to shorten those somehow, or we're I'm going to have to refer to them, and people can read them on screen. I leave the choice to you.
Okay. We'll let people read them on screen when the time comes, and truncate them for election buddy. Okay, we'll figure out a way to do that. Okay, Charlie?
Sure. Motion 4: create an ad hoc committee that will study concepts 2 and 6, and report to the 2023 ABC on possible revisions. Delegates in the fellowship will be notified of the study and invited to join the ad hoc committee. Biggest differences from the others: an ad hoc committee has a certain governing structure, whereas study groups don't.
Please post it in chat.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Sorry. And also, it would specifically open it up to the delegates in the fellowship.
Thank you. Next is Christine. Please post it in chat before you speak. Greg. Bye. It's not that I don't like you, Greg.
I know that. Yeah, the last one's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right. Christine.
I move that a study group be formed to consider amendments to concepts 2 and 6 to clarify how the voice of the fellowship is expressed, including at the annual business conference or elsewhere, such study group to report its findings at the 2023 ABC.
Thank you. Okay. So we have Greg next. Is that one okay?
That's not posted.
And can everybody paste them before they speak, please?
I did post it.
It has to go to everybody.
To everyone or to?
Okay, wait, but I don't have a button for that. I don't have a button for that. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I can do it if you can't. You send it to me. Do you want me to do it, Christine? Or
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Got it. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. So as soon as it's on the screen, then Greg, you can tell us. Charlie, yeah. Did you have a
point of order question on the one preceding me as I continue to think about it? Does a study of all the concepts exceed the scope of the proposal, which is only 2 and 6? It makes me feel like the word concept has gone from 2 concepts to 12 concepts. I just ask, I don't know, but it strikes me as potentially expanding the scope.
You're correct. It expands the scope. So, yep. And I'm looking at it right now, and I guess Aaron is willing to say concepts 2 and 6.
I'd be willing to accept that amendment.
Okay, sounds good. Because otherwise it does add some different flavor. Okay, Christine.
Okay, so we're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not sure how Christine's is different than the others that have been expressed.
The others that have been expressed refer only to the expression of the voice of the fellowship at the ABC. I believe it's important to clarify that the voice of the fellowship can be heard other places.
Okay,
and that
great.
Should be codified.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. I remember you saying that now. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Excuse me. We will now, before we do go any further, we will now have, correct me if I'm wrong, because I missed this last time, we will now have a 15-minute discussion. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, everybody, take a minute. Well, I don't think we need a minute if that's okay. We don't always, let's see. We didn't Read Mary Jo.
Yeah. Mary Jo, right. I just had Julianne submit hers a lot shorter. If people could do that, I would not have to choose where to truncate theirs for them. If people want to choose their own, I mean, it can go quite long, just not crazy long.
Is there any objection by the delegates to have, and I'm going to, please lower your hands. Are there any objections to letting one of the motion submitters truncate her own proposal?
I think he means all of them for the voting body.
Or any, all of them.
Right, so yeah.
Okay.
These stay the same though.
I think we're in agreement to let that happen. Okay, thank you. All right, now, let's go into our 15 minutes of discussion. So please raise your hands and I will call on you. The first person is Robert from Florida 0246.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick question. Charlie mentioned that he put the wording in his motion about an ad hoc and described the fact that an ad hoc had somehow more sway or authority on things. And I want to get the clarification to see why wouldn't ad hoc be included in some of the other motions to make sure there is full empowerment. But if Charlie can maybe expand on that.
Charlie, do you want to address that?
I apologize. I was dashing back and I need a repetition of the question. I'm happy to speak.
Just the difference between an ad hoc committee and just a study committee.
Yes, we've actually run into this in the past. A committee is actually something that reports. It really has its own independence in a sense, to a degree. It reports to the board. It's got a standing that's recognized within the OPPM. Study groups really, there's no clarity who or what they report to and how they tie in with the process. So
I'm going to cut you off there.
Sorry. It's done in a structure that has got its own standing under this process we have.
Thank you. Next is Silani from Maryland 0053.
Hi, just a related question. There were three different words, study group, task force, and whatever was just said. Is there a difference? Obviously, we need no difference between what we just said. What is then a task force that wasn't mentioned?
We really, under the OPPM, don't clearly have that term, nor study group. Therefore, it would be something free-floating, whereas a committee would report every month on the teleconference and report automatically at the annual meeting next year. So it's got an established structure.
Okay. Next, I'm going to go out of order and call on Mayuri from India from Web 0594.
Hi, thank you. I would like to ask if the motion written by Amber is to be considered, because the last line mentions potential changes to the concept and or other foundational materials, including steps and traditions. So this is going way beyond concepts 2 and 6. Thank you.
Greg, do you want to weigh in on
that? I might be, I was about to use a term we use in the U.S. that not everybody might understand. I might be being too pedantic on this. But the way I was seeing it was, and I was just asked this question in chat, and I remembered why I allowed this, is because it's focused on strengthening the conference through changes to the concepts, and it might have to, I just clicked it and lost my place, and other foundational materials, but I think that the main point is it's strengthening through the concepts
Actually it does go on to include steps and traditions and so on, which we rejected another motion because of that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll do a second judgment on rejecting that one then.
Thank you. Next, Viviana, WB0633.
Viviana, ACA. Just being clear, it's proposal 4, and it's about changing concepts 2 and 6. So for me, keeping things simple instead of going into other things, this is relating to just 2 and 6. So I'm a little confused as to the growth of this proposal 4, how it's gone into other places as being able to work on all the concepts versus 2 and 6. I'll pass.
Thank you. Next is Juliana. Juliana from Web 0701.
Thank you. I think it's important to note who is creating the study group or committee or whatever it ends up being called, should we vote that way. I specifically stated in my motion that the conference would create the group that studies this issue, not WSO. The conference ought to be the actual voice and effective conscience of our fellowship. And this is an issue that clearly requires that voice be heard. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Christopher from Region 5.
Thank you. So I'm just concerned as to when concepts 1 and 4 want to be changed. Do we need to create an entire new committee? I just feel this is kind of putting the cart before the horse. And I would appreciate to hear from the maker of this original item as to why limit this study group to only concepts 2 and 6. Because the voice of the entire fellowship should not be 70 or 80 voting delegates. There are tens of thousands of members that should deserve to have their voices heard as well. Thank you.
I'm not sure how to go forward with that, because the original proposal, yes, had 2 and 6. And are you asking why the original proposal on the ballot only referred to 2 and 6 and not all of the concepts?
I guess so. Now that the issue is brought forward, because in other fellowships, the concepts are as sacred as the steps and traditions, and no small group should ever have that wield that power. Thank you.
Thank you. We could take a minute for Karen to respond why her group's focused only on those two concepts. Was there a reason, or that's just what you did?
Thank you, Mary Jo. We focused on concepts 2 and 6 because we find it incredibly important to have a conversation about the role of the conference in our fellowship. And we also focused on starting this conversation to get a sense of what is possible, because ACA does not have identified core or foundational documents that require a certain defined threshold for any changes to be made to them. As was shared earlier, the original concepts as we know them today, as they are included in the Big Red Book, were adopted by the conference with, I think, 5 voting members in attendance. And so we are actually quite intentionally challenging this paradigm and inviting a conversation about all of this, including the question, what does it take? Well, are the concepts and the steps and the traditions foundational documents? And what does it take in our fellowship to make any changes to them? Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next person to speak is Patty from Web 051.
Service. ACA has a
a charter. My understanding, and it is so, that the 12 concepts of AA, upon which the 12 concepts of ACA are founded, are a complete document incorporated into the charter. And what makes a 12-step fellowship, a 12-step fellowship, is our foundational documents have to do with the 12 steps, the 12 missions, and the 12 concepts of world service. So I'm wondering if there might be discussion. I don't wish to go beyond the scope of this proposal, but I'm wondering if there should be a broader discussion about establishing a charter, which is along the lines of how AA has organized the concepts. And the purpose is to maintain our fellowship, a fellowship in democratic and thought and action. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, next is Buddy from Web 0644.
Hey, thanks, I'm Buddy. In order to understand the AA concepts of 2 and concept 6, one must begin by reading AA's concepts. You need to understand the origins of the whole 12-step fellowship in order to have an informed discussion on ACA's concepts 2 and 6. Download the AA service manual. It's available in PDF. The 12 concepts and their origins and history are all fully elucidated. And after doing so, one will see we're not trying to change our concepts. We're just trying to fix the wording. Somebody left some very important words out of them when they wrote the ACA. I don't know if it wouldn't fit on the page.
Yes. Thank you, Buddy. Next is Carol from Region 2.
Yes. Talking about keeping the delegates busy during the year so we don't lose them. And when we're talking about study groups, task forces, and so on and so forth, wouldn't this be a good one to have a conference committee looking at whatever we vote for? Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Next is Megan from California 1089.
Hi, thank you, Megan Dolchild. I just had a question. If an ad hoc committee is the only thing that has any real meaning and accountability, I would love it if those who made motions had the option to change their wording to say ad hoc committee if they so choose. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Greg?
We decided earlier that we could, what we would do is accept a new alternative for that.
So, okay, if you want, I guess the people whose motions are still on the list, if you want to change and designate whether it's an ad hoc committee or whatever you want this to go to, please text Tamara. Okay, and Tamara will let Brad know. Okay, Pam from IG76.
Yeah, hi. I was at the ABC when we adopted these, and there were more than 4 people in the room, I guarantee. The other thing that I heard in a couple of the proposals so far was committees that were reporting to the WSO board. In fact, what we are creating, I believe, is ABC committees that are responsible to the ABC. So maybe that's a wording situation, but to me, we have to get this idea that the ABC committees do not report to WSO, they report to the ABC. So that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Next is Marion from ZAF 0003.
Hi there. Strange question, but it seems to me that in the process of discussion, I've certainly got a different perspective than I had when I originally read this. In the process of this discussion, I'm recognizing that this is a bigger problem and a bigger solution that's required than I initially perceived. And I'm wondering, when that happens, is there, I've seen it in a previous ABC where the scope has actually been adjusted because the recognition has been that the problem was bigger. And I'm feeling like that's the case now, and we're putting a cap on it, which kind of concerns me, because here is where the problem is being explored and identified in more detail. So I'm just wondering how one addresses that challenge in a situation like this, because I can hear that the problem is considerably more complex and challenging than I certainly initially.
Thank you. We have one more minute, and so I'm going to call on the next person, Kathleen from California 1312.
Thank you very much, Mary Jo. I'd like to clarify that an ad hoc committee is of the board, and that's exactly what's in question here, is the role of the board as opposed to the role of the fellowship as a whole. The fellowship as a whole is supposedly instructing the board to do the fellowship's bidding through our ABC. And the problem is, historically, over the 35 years that I've been active in this, that the board steps in and takes control of everything and filters it back down to the fellowship. So ad hoc committee may not be the right thing. An ABC committee, I think, is what we're looking at.
Thank you. Actually, I apologize. I should have given a warning about how much time was left, and I'm going to take Karen's comment and then we'll end.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I don't have much to add, because the question of what the ad hoc committee is and who it reports to was just already addressed by a previous speaker. I think it's important to keep that in mind. We currently do not have such a thing as conference committees. However, it is something worth considering, and because it does make a difference whether we create an ad hoc committee reporting to WSO within the framework provided by OPPM, or whether we create something different that is created by the conference and reports directly to the conference, whatever we decide to call it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. By the way, I want to reiterate something that was said early this morning, unrelated to this, is that if you're chatting to people, please don't chat to the tri-chairs, because we can't answer your chats, especially the one of us who is talking at this time. And that's it. Okay, so now we will move to voting on these alternate motions. And Tamara, do you have this in the slide again that you can post on the screen one more time before we go to the actual vote? Okay. Just to
Mary Jo?
Or are we?
I had last time. Oh, I let me.
Are we?
Yeah. I can get them from the ones you pasted to me, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I deleted them. Just. Yeah, there, I found them. I'm gonna just create them.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm on the screen share right now.
I've had a couple of people texting me directly. I can't get to you to answer your text, so. Please check to be sure you were really meaning to text me.
Are these the ones you mean?
No, that's not what I'm referring to. That's okay. I think we're fairly clear. I think, Brad, when you launch the poll, you can stop sharing, Tamara. That's okay.
I only see four motions there, and there's a fifth.
Yeah, that's why we're. I'm going to ask Brad to leave the poll up for an extra minute so that people can, is that, so we would have 2.5 minutes to read the poll and vote so that people have time to read through the motions. Is that enough time?
What you might, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mary Jo, I copied Tamara what you had, and there's four motions, and I added, I do not support any of these. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Charlie, we removed one.
That's right. That's right. I lost track of that.
That's okay.
Okay. Let's go 2.5 minutes on the poll so that you have extra time to read them and vote. So tell us when you're ready to launch.
Hey, it's launching now. Got 20 more seconds. Five seconds here. And we're done. I'm going to bring it up results. I'm going to share the screen here. 1 second. Here's my screen.
All right. So we have two proposals, motions, that is, motions that got more than 20%. So we will do an additional poll that includes motion 3, motion 4, and I do not support any of these. There were 4 abstentions. Okay. Brad, let us know when your poll is ready.
Okay. And we easily met quorum on that.
Thank you.
It should be less than a minute. Thank you. poll is launching. Mary Jo, how long, please?
On this one, we only need a minute on this one.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Five seconds. Okay, the poll is closing. Bringing up the results. Okay, I'm sharing my screen. And here are our results.
Okay. All right. Option three has 52.9%, four, 38.2%, and we had six votes for don't support any of these, and no abstentions this time, or three abstentions. Okay. We will... at break time, determine how we're going to do this. We're going to, let's see.
I thought you did motion three, and I don't support any of these. No?
Yeah, that's the last step under the rule.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I can have that poll ready in, you know, under a minute. Okay.
Yes. And again, 1 minute for this next poll.
Yeah, I'm so close to being ready.
Lisa, if you have a question, the people who are designated as the points of information, please chat with them and ask them
that. It's not a technical question.
It's okay.
So can I speak or should I not speak?
You can text either Liz or Yasmina. They're answering other general questions.
It's about this vote.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to be sure I understand what's being voted on. So the main difference between these two is the ad hoc committee will report to the board. A study group will be determined in some other way. Is that correct?
We're past that. This vote will be just the one that got the most votes. Plus, I do not support this. So it'll be clear when you see the poll.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, because of all that talking, maybe another 20 seconds here.
Mary Jo, Bernadette, is now your timekeeper.
Pardon me?
Bernadette is now your timekeeper.
Okay.
And that is going to be time. And I am going to open the results here. I have the results and sharing my screen.
I didn't even know that it was voting.
Yeah, Fred, I wasn't clear myself whether the poll was open. Can you relaunch the poll?
Okay, yeah. we can do it. I said it was open before you guys started dialoguing, but we can definitely do
recap. I think there was some talking over and it created some confusion.
That's not a problem.
That's my mistake. I didn't hear you say the poll was open.
It's no problem at all. It takes me a little less than a minute to relaunch.
Bells when you're ready.
And the poll is launching. And we're done. Okay, I'm going to share my screen now. And there are our results.
Brett, okay. Can you make that a little bigger?
Yes. Is that better? Yes.
Okay, so we have a clear 80%. In favor of this motion to go on the worldwide online voting. So this matter is completed. We will now thank you all for your hard work on this one. 5-minute break and come back and resume business. Okay.